Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 14th, Missions Monday. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're in the book of Isaiah again for one more day. And we're going to be reading in Isaiah 65. I'm going to start in verse 17 about the new heavens and the new earth. And so just want to give you a little overview of what we think is going to happen, but it's going to be so much grander than we could ever imagine. So we're living in earth right now, and there is a heaven. There is a place where Jesus reigns. He sits at the right hand of God the Father. But we believe that Jesus is coming back one day to make all wrong right. In some way, he's coming to restore humanity, and there's going to be this new heavens and the new earth, and those who follow Christ, their bodies will be raised, and we will live in the new heavens and the new earth, and we will live in a way that is no longer frustrated. We'll have glorified bodies, so there'll be physical bodies, but they'll be different than the physical nature they are now. Think about Jesus' resurrected body. We think it'll be something like that. And so today, as I read Isaiah 65, this is talking about what is going to happen in the new heavens and the new earth in a land where sin has not corrupted the world. Our greed does not overtake us in this land, in this new heaven and new earth, where we proclaim Christ as Lord and we submit fully to his leadership, where sin is no more, where death and dying are no more. Okay, here we go in Isaiah 65, starting in verse 17. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage was about the new heavens and the new earth, a place where God will reign, and it will be devoid of sorrow, pain over childbirth, and wasted labor. In other words, according to Paul House, it says it will be a return to Eden, as some commentators say, better than Eden. Verse 25 tells us that the serpent will eat dust. This is another reference to Genesis that reaffirms the reversal of the curses that have plagued the human race since the fall. This passage is a beautiful one, but I often question verse 20. It says, never again will there be an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child, and the one who fails to reach 100 will be considered accursed. And I wonder, okay, does that mean that we're going to die in heaven or in the new heavens and in the new earth. And so I did some reading on this and I was reassured that so much of Scripture reminds us that life in Him is eternal. Think about John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son, so that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So if that's the case, if we're going to have eternal life, then what does this passage mean? It has to be figurative language here in Isaiah 65 and verse 20. It's a picture saying that all that is created will find its fulfillment. And we see this same metaphor in verse 21. It says, they'll build houses that they'll dwell in. Now, the people who were exiled, they built houses and then they were exiled. They didn't even get to live in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their own fruit. I love the idea of being able to plant a vineyard and to eat the fruit from it. And then in verse 23, we see that they will not labor in vain. Remember in the garden, they labored, but there was always fruit. God sent Adam and Eve to care for the garden, but it was not frustrated work. And when they disobeyed God, one of the consequences of the fall was that they had to labor. They had to till the earth, and there was thorns, and it was hard. And our work here on earth is frustrated oftentimes. But we're going to a place where it will not be frustrated. And so it's awesome to think about the new heavens and the new earth with you today. As we consider Missions Monday, I want us to think about the mission of our church and how we gave out Bibles yesterday to 3K and to first grade, to our fourth grade, and to the seventh graders. So I want us to pray for them. I also want us to pray for this idea of renewal in our mission, that we would grow in relationship individually with God, that we as a community of faith would renew our commitment to one another, and that God would give us wisdom as we excitedly approach a new season where we're going to make enhancements to our building, and that God might use our space for the furthering of the gospel and for reaching out to our community. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We pray, Lord, that it would not return void as you promise in the book of Isaiah. We ask, Lord, that as it goes out to the 3Kers, the first graders, and the seventh graders, that they would love their Bibles, that they would cherish them, that they would read them, that they would meet you in the pages. We pray, Lord, for our fellowship. We ask, Lord, that you would be about spiritual renewal in our hearts, that you would help us to see you, to savor you, to be dependent upon you. We pray, Lord, that you would give us renewed commitment to one another, that as we grow in relationship with you, we would find it our goal to help other people flourish, to help other people grow in their faith. And then finally, Lord, we pray for your covering over the process as we contemplate enhancements to our building. And ultimately, we contemplate what you're calling us to do in this new season as we seek to be your hands and feet to our community and to the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.